Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, this morning we're here because we want to hear from you.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们来到这里，因为我们要听到你的话。
We want to receive from you.
我们要从你得着。
We thank you that Holy Spirit is our teacher.
我们感谢你，圣灵是我们的教导者。
We yield ourselves to the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们把自己降服在圣灵的服事之下。
We thank you for giving us exactly what we needed.
我们感谢你给我们的正是我们所需要的。
That each and every ears are open, heart receptive to your word.
每一个人的耳朵都打开，每一个人的心都敞开来接受你的话。
We give you all the praise, glory, and honor for all that we will receive this morning.
我们为今天早上我们所要领受到的一切，把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. The new year is coming around the corner.
新年度就在角落，就即将到了。
We have a lot of challenges.
我们有很多的挑战。
It's a new beginning.
是一个新的开始。
Actually, every day is a new beginning.
事实上，每一天都是一个新的开始。
I believe God wants to do mighty things.
我相信神要做大能的事。
I believe God wants to even more bless this church.
我认为神会更加的要来祝福这个教会。
Not only this church, but also individually.
不只是这个整体的教会，而且是我们个人每一个人。
In order to receive all that God has for us, we have to prepare our hearts.
为了要来从神得着一切他所要给我们的，我们必须要预备自己。
And one way to prepare our heart is through prayer.
预备我们自己的其中一个方式就是透过祷告。
I believe God is challenging the body of Christ. I believe I heard this everywhere. God wants His body to pray more and more.
我相信神要挑战基督的身体。我这个是我从各个地方我都听到很多神的仆人说，神在挑战我们更多的祷告。
Prayer allows God to work in this world.
祷告让神能够在这个世上运行。
Prayer allows God to work in our lives.
祷告能够让神在我们的生命当中运行。
In our natural life, we need air. Air is something we need. We breathe air because our body needs it.
我们天然的生命需要空气，因为我们的身体需要空气的那个养分。
In the spirit, we also need to breathe.
但是灵里面我们也需要呼吸。
But what do we breathe? How do we breathe?
但我们怎么样来呼吸呢？
It's through prayer.
就是透过祷告。
Just as in the natural life, air is necessary. In the spiritual life, prayer is necessary.
就好像我们自然的生命，我们的身体需要空气，同样我们的灵也需要祷告。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 1.
我们来看路加福音十一章一节。
And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
Jesus is a man of prayer.
耶稣是一个祷告的人。
He spent much time in prayer.
他花很多很多的时间在祷告。
Sometimes in the scripture you see that he spent all night in prayer.
有时候你在圣经里面看到他花一整个晚上在祷告。
He has a very effective prayer.
他有很有果效的祷告。
The disciple recognized the reason why Jesus is so successful is because of his prayer life.
他的门徒看出耶稣有他的事工这么的有果效，是因为他的祷告生活。
Because nowhere in the gospel do you see disciple asking Jesus teach us to preach.
因为你在四福音里面，你没有看到任何一个地方他的门徒求耶稣教导他如何传讲。
Nowhere do you see also anywhere in the gospel that disciple asking Jesus teach us to heal.
你也没有办法在四福音看到他的门徒求耶稣教导他们如何来医治。
Or teach us to cast out demons.
或是如何赶鬼。
Or teach us to perform miracles.
或是如何行神迹。
A lot of people want to perform miracles.
有很多的人想要行神迹。
Now, if there's any of the question that we want to ask Jesus, will be such.
如果有任何的问题，我们想要问耶稣的，一定是这个问题。
Yet you don't see that in the Bible.
但是你在圣经里面你也看不到。
You see the disciple asking Jesus, teach us to pray.
你看到在圣经里面，你看到他的门徒要求耶稣教导他们如何祷告。
Because they know the reason why Jesus is so successful is because he has a good, strong prayer life.
因为他们知道耶稣的事工能够这么的成功，是因为他有一个非常好、非常有果效的祷告生活。
Your success is also depend on your prayer life.
你的成功也是在于你的祷告生活。
Learning to pray is very important.
学习如何祷告是非常重要的。
Prayer is a connection, you can say it this way, prayer is a connection between heaven and earth.
你可以这样讲，祷告是天堂跟地上的连结。
Because prayer enables God to work in our lives, in us and through us.
因为祷告能够容许神来在我们的生命当中运行，而且透过我们运行工作。
Prayer enables God to minister to our needs.
祷告能够使神来服事满足我们的需要。
James 4:2 it says we have not because we ask not.
雅各书四章二节他说我们得不着是因为我们不求。
A lot of people have the wrong concept. They say God wants to give it to me, he will give it to me.
很多人有错误的观念，他们认为如果神要给我们他就会给我。
No, God wants to give a lot. He wants to give us. He wants to bless us.
不，神是要给很多，他要祝福我们的。
But it is, the scripture says we have not because we ask not.
但是圣经里面他说我们得不着是因为我们不求。
So prayer is important.
所以祷告是很重要的。
Now we all know that most people know prayer is important.
我们都知道，每一个人，大部分的人都知道祷告是很重要的。
Now the prayer is so important. Why is it that they are so inconsistent in this area of prayer?
既然祷告是很重要，为什么我们在祷告方面我们不是那么的持续呢
？I believe there are three major reasons why a Christian doesn't pray consistently.
我相信有三个主要的原因是为什么基督徒没有很持续的祷告。
And this is something that we need to overcome.
而这些是我们要胜过的。
The first one is lack of discipline.
第一个是缺乏锻炼。
It's like a disciple. They're supposed to be praying, but they were sleeping.
就好像门徒，他们应该要祷告，结果他们睡着了。
Sometimes we just put it off.
有时候我们就是拖延。
Not because we don't want to pray.
不是因为我们不要祷告。
But we just getting lazy. We just don't feel like doing it.
但是因为我们懒惰，我们不想要这样做。
You have to be careful about it. Don't feel like doing it.
你要注意的是，你不要不想要怎么样。
Because we don't go by our feeling.
因为我们不是根据我们的感觉。
Even if you don't feel like it, you can still pray.
就算你没有感觉，你还是可以祷告。
Even if you don't have any feeling, your prayer is still effective.
就算是你没有任何的感觉，你的祷告还是很有果效的。
Because it does not depend on your feeling.
因为那是不在于你的感觉。
So long as you pray, it works.
只要你祷告，就会有果效。
I may not feel good, but I can still pray.
我可能觉得没有感觉很好，但是我还是可以祷告。
But a lot of people they go by their feeling, that's why they don't pray.
但是很多人。是跟随他们的感觉，这就是为什么他们不祷告。
I'm a little bit tired. Maybe I'll pray tonight.
我有点累，可能我晚上再祷告。
Nighttime. I'm a little tired. Tomorrow morning I'll pray.
晚上
I will pray tomorrow morning.
晚上的时候，我有点累，我明天早上再祷告。主啊，我明天一定会祷告。
And in the morning, get up. Oh, I'm still tired. Lord, tonight I will. I promise. I will pray tonight.
然后早上醒过来的时候，哦，我还是很累。主啊，我承诺，我今天晚上我一定会祷告。
And we go on and on and on in the cycle.
然后就一直拖，一直循环。
I'm telling you, we need to make it a habit of praying.
我告诉你，我们要养成一个祷告的习惯。
Once you make it a habit, I'm telling you, you do it consistently.
当你养成一个习惯的时候，你就会很持续的去做。
I guarantee you, not a single person here, or maybe there may be some, in the morning, they don't brush their teeth.
我可以保证的是，在我们当中没有一个人，他们我相信是没有一个人早上醒过来的时候不刷牙的。
If you don't brush your teeth, we'll know it.
如果你不刷牙，我们会知道。
But you brush your teeth, don't even think about it because that's just part of your life.
但是你想都不用想，你就会去刷牙，因为它是你生活的一部分。
I know in the beginning way, it's not that way because you have to be forced to brush your teeth.
我知道刚开始不是这样，因为刚开始的时候你要强迫自己去刷牙。
不是你强迫你自己，是你爸爸妈妈强迫你的。For me, I had to put, but my parents had to put pressure on me to brush my teeth.
对我来说，我必须要我的父母来给我压力，让我去刷牙，强迫我刷牙。
But I still don't want to.
但我还是不想。
So they come out another way.
所以他们又想另外一个方式。
They give me the money.
他给我钱。
真的，小时候 ，they give me money for they want me to brush my teeth.
他们给我钱要我去刷牙。
Why do they want to do that?
为什么他们要这样做呢
？Because they know if I don't brush my teeth, there will be consequence.
因为他们知道，如果不刷牙的话，会有后果。
But when I grow older, I begin to understand that this is necessary.
但是当我长大嘛，我慢慢成长的时候，我知道这个是必要的。
It becomes a habit. I don't even think about it. Every morning, I just go and brush my teeth.
那变成一个习惯，养成一个习惯。我早上每一天，我早上醒过来，我想都不要想，我都会去刷牙。
Same thing in our prayer life.
同样的，我们的祷告生活。
We know prayer is important.
我们知道祷告是很重要的。
Prayer affects our future.
祷告影响我们的未来。
You think about that prayer can change your future, can change everything.
你可以想一想，祷告可以改变你的未来，改变一切。
Now, if you know that, then it would be a good idea to discipline yourself to pray.
如果你知道的话，那就是很好的一个方式，可以鼓励你，你来不断的来祷告。
And if you do it consistently, somebody once made a statement, it takes 21 days to make a habit.
有人这样说，他21天能够养成一个习惯。
So if you do it consistently, every single day, it'll become a habit.
所以你持续的每一天都这样祷告的话，你就会养成一个习惯。
I know it can become a habit.
我知道那可以成为一个习惯。
This is how people start smoking in the first place.
这就是很多人他们 们停止他们戒烟的开始。
不是他们抽烟的开始。This is how a lot of people start smoking.
这就是很多人他们开始抽烟。
I know not a single person when they first pop the cigarette they like it. I can guarantee they don't like it.
我知道大部分人没有一个人他们刚刚开始抽烟的时候他们就会喜欢那个烟味。
I remember when I was 16 years old, I was kind of curious what cigarette tastes like. I take a pop. no more.
我记得我十六岁的时候，我很好奇抽烟那个味道到底是怎么样。我抽了一下，我吐那个烟的时候，我很难受。我从此不再抽烟。
But I can guarantee you, these people do it, they make themselves do it, and do it, and do it. Pretty soon, it becomes a habit.
但我可以向你们保证，这些人他们是勉强自己一次一次不断的做，然后最后养成一个抽烟的习惯。
Did you know prayer can also be like that?
你们知不知道，祷告也可以这样
？You may not feel like praying. You may not want to pray.
你可能不想祷告，你也不要祷告。
You may have to put your ear into the prayer closet and pray.
你可能必须要拉着你自己的耳朵进到祷告内室。
But if you do it consistently, it'll become a habit.
但如果你持续不断的这样做的话，那就会养成一个习惯。
Somebody made a statement. You make a habit, the habit will make you.
有人这样说：当你养成一个习惯的时候，习惯就会来塑造你。
Actually, we are creature of habit.
事实上，我们是习惯的产物。
We have a lot of habit. We form a lot of habit.
我们有很多的习惯，我们也养成很多的习惯。
Some are good, some are bad.
有一些是好的，有一些是不好的。
But you will see that those habits shape your future, they shape your personality, they shape you everything.
但是你会发觉那些习惯会塑造成你的未来，还有养成你的个性、你的性情。
So habit is not bad.
所以习惯不是那么糟糕的。
If it's good, if you can form a good habit.
如果是好的话，你可以养成很好的习惯。
So I'm going to encourage you to form a good habit of prayer.
所以我要鼓励你们养成一个很好的习惯，就是祷告的习惯。
So that's one reason why people don't pray because lack of discipline.
这就是为什么很多人他们不祷告，是因为他们缺乏锻炼。
The second reason why a lot of people don't pray consistently is because unbelief.
然后第二个为什么很多人他们没有持续不断的祷告，是因为他们的不信。
They don't know that God will answer their prayer.
他们不知道神会回答他们的祷告。
Some people don't even believe that God will answer. They just pray just because they know they need to pray.
很多人甚至他们也有一些人，他们甚至他们也不相信神会回应他们的祷告，他们祷告只是因为他们必须要祷告。
对，祷告只是为了祷告，真的很多人祷告只是为了祷告。祷告完以后，你说你祷告什么？我不知道。祷告只是为了祷告而已。Just like one brother said to me, he said, "You know, I don't pray anymore because I don't believe God answers prayer."
就好像有一个弟兄跟我讲说，你知道吗？我不再祷告了，因为我不相信神会回答我的祷告。
God already answered his prayer.
哦，神已经回答他的祷告了。
Because he said God doesn't answer my prayer, and I answer his prayer. God doesn't answer his prayer.
因为他说神不会回答他的祷告，所以神回答他的祷告就是神不会回答他的祷告。
You have what you say.
你会得到你所说的。
What you believe, that's what you're going to get.
你所相信的就是你会得到的。
And if you believe that God's not going to answer your prayer, then God cannot answer your prayer.
如果你相信神不会回应你的祷告的话，那神就不会回应你的祷告。
So that's one reason why people don't pray, because they don't think that God will answer their prayer, so they don't want to waste time.
这就是为什么有一些人他们不祷告，不持续的祷告，是因为他们不相信神会回应他的祷告，所以他们不要浪费时间。
I'm telling you, God will answer prayer.
我要告诉你，神会回应我们的祷告。
God's answer is always yes. All the promises of God are yes and amen.
神的回答总是是的，因为神一切的应许都是是的，都是阿门。
But we need to know how to pray.
但我们需要知道如何祷告。
That's what we're going to be talking about for this week and next week.
这就是我们在这个礼拜跟下个礼拜要讲的。
How we can have an effective prayer life.
我们怎么样能够有一个很有果效的祷告生活？
The third reason why a lot of Christians doesn't pray consistently is because of discouragement.
然后第三个，很多人他们没有持续祷告的原因是因为气馁。
Maybe they have prayer answer, but not exactly the way they want to see it.
他们可能已经得到祷告的回应，但不是完全是照他们所想要的。
Or maybe they pray for a long time but still have not seen the answer.
或是他们祷告了很久还没有看到答案。
So they become discouraged.
所以他们就气馁了。
Eventually they give up.
然后最终他们就放弃了。
Now we need to know that the prayer is also operate on the principle of sowing and reaping.
我们需要知道的是祷告它也是照着种与收的原则在运行。
The kingdom of God operate on the principle.Of sowing and reaping.
天国运行的原则是种与收的原则。
When you sow something, you don't see something immediately.
当你栽种什么的时候，你不是立刻马上就会看到了。
When you continue to water, it will take root, it will grow, it will produce fruit.
当你继续浇灌的时候，它就会生根、会发芽、会结出果子。
This is why Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 It says, be not weary while doing good, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint.
这就是为什么在加拉太书六章九节他说你们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就会收成。
I know you said doing good, but you know prayer is also good. So doing good, you can say prayer. Prayer is good.
我知道他是说行善，但是祷告也是行善事，也是好事，所以你可以说祷告也是善事，就是祷告也是这样的。
So he said, when you pray, don't faint, don't give up, because in due season you will see the answer.
所以他说你祷告，你不要灰心，不要丧志，你只要不灰心，到了时候你就会看到收成。
A lot of people they don't see it, they always stop. The food is about to come out, and they stop, and food just stay there. They can't enjoy the food.
很多人祷告的时候没有看到，然后他们就停止。然后其实他们的果子已经正在成长了，可是因为他们停止，所以他们就不能够再享受那个果子。
I'm telling you, the more pressure you have, the more you need to pray.
我要告诉你，你越多的压力，你就越要祷告。
Because the devil knows the answer is coming, that's why he put a lot of pressure on you.
因为魔鬼知道那个答案即将临到了，所以这就是为什么他更多的压力压在你身上。
Because he knows that if you continue, you will see the answer. God is not a liar.
因为他知道，如果你继续的话，你会看到答案，因为神是不说谎的。
The word of God is incorruptible.
神的话是不能坏的种子。
So when you pray according to the word of God, you will see the answer. You will see the result.
所以你如果根据神的话语来祷告的话，你会看到答案，你会看到结果。
And the devil will do his best to discourage you.
而魔鬼会尽可能的来使你气馁。
So sometimes I find myself, the more pressure that I have, the more that I persistent.
所以有时候我看到我自己有更多压力的时候，我越加的坚持。
对，我们应该是这样。
Amen.
你 更多压力，你更坚持，因为你知道你快要看到你的答案了。The devil is not going to fight you this hard unless you know the answer is coming.
魔鬼除非他知道那个答案即将临到了，否则他不会这么强的来攻击你。
So those are the three basic reasons why a lot of people don't pray consistently.
所以这就是三个主要的基本的原因，为什么很多人没有持续的祷告。
Now, in order to have a successful prayer life, we need to have the understanding God wants to answer our prayer.
为了让我们有一个很有果效的祷告生活，我们必须要明白是神要回应我们的祷告。
But there are principles that we need to abide by.
但是有一些原则是我们必须要持守的。
The Bible gave us a principle how to pray.
圣经给我们原则如何祷告。
And if you go by the principle that God gave you in the Bible, you will be successful in your prayer life.
而如果你根据神在圣经里面所给你的原则来祷告的话，神会给你答案的。
So this morning and also next week, I'm going to give you some principle that will help you.To be effective in your prayer life.
所以今天早上跟下个礼拜，我会给你们一些原则，如何来有果效的来祷告的原则。
The first one is we need to pray according to the will of God.
第一个，我们必须要根据神的旨意来祷告。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 and 15.
我们来看约翰一书五章十四十五节。
Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.And if we know that He hears us, we know whatever we ask, we have the petition that we have to ask of Him.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
Now this scripture tells us very clearly that we can have confidence in our prayer.
这个经节很清楚地告诉我们，我们可以对我们的祷告很有把握。
Now, how can we have this confidence?
我们怎么样有能够有这样的把握呢？
He said, when we ask anything according to His will.
他说，我们若照他的旨意求什么？
If we ask according to His will, it said He hears us.
我们若照他的旨意求什么？他说他就听我们。
So that tells me something.
所以他告诉我一件事情。
If you don't pray according to His will, He doesn't hear.
如果你不是根据神的旨意祷告的话，他不会听。
He hears, but He cannot do anything.
他听了，可是他没有办法做什么。
Because he can only do what his word says.
因为他只能做他是他的话语所说的。
See, a lot of people do not understand this.
很多人不明白这一点。
The word of God is the will of God.
神的话就是神的旨意。
God gave us this book, the Bible, to reveal to us what is His will.
神给我们这本书就是圣经来启示我们他的旨意是什么。
Outside this book, there's no guarantee because we don't know this God's will or not.
离开这本书是没有保证的，因为我们不知道那是不是神的旨意。
Of course, we know not everything is listed in the Bible. 不是一切都在圣经里面，我们知道，因为有些 部分是圣经没有包括的，比如说要跟谁结婚，要进哪个学校，要进哪个地方，或者要宣教的要进 哪个地方，这个没有在圣经里面。 Outside the Bible we have the Holy Spirit，
离开这本圣经我们有圣灵的带领。
Now, you want to know more about it, come to our Wednesday night，
如果你要知道更多有关被圣灵带领的话，你可以来参加我们礼拜三晚上的聚会。
But whenever the Holy Spirit reveals something to you, that is also His will.
但不管圣灵启示你什么，它是根据神的话语。
So in other words, we have everything we needed.
所以我们拥有了，我们已经拥有一切。
From the Word of God, we can see God's will.
我们从神的话语可以知道神的旨意。
What is not included in the Word of God, we have the Holy Spirit to show us.
凡是没有包括在神的话语里面，我们有圣灵来告诉我们。
But the key thing, we have to ask according to His will.
但是关键是我们要根据他的旨意。
Because God is very particular.
因为神是很明确的。
他是很特殊的，也是很偏心的，因为他只要的是他的旨意。其实为什么？因为他的旨意是最完全的，是他要祝福的，是他要我们走的道路。This His will for us is the best.
他对我们的旨意是最好的。
So this is the path that God wants us to walk in according to His will.
所以这就是他要给我们的道路，要我们走的就是根据他的旨意。
So if we pray according to His will, we can guarantee that God will heal us.
所以如果我们照着他的旨意求的话，我们可以保证他会听我们。
So we need to know the will of God.
所以我们需要知道神的旨意。
How do you know the will of God?
你怎么样知道神的旨意呢？
Read the Bible.
读圣经。我们
The Bible is the review to us what the will of God is.
圣经向我们来启示揭示神的旨意是什么。
Notice you say that if we know that He healed us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him.
他说既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
Let's look at John chapter 15 verse 7.
我们来看约翰福音15章7节。
The reason why a lot of people are not getting their answer is because they're not praying according to the will of God.
很多人他们没有得到他们的答案的原因是因为他们没有根据神的旨意祷告。
John 15 verse 7.
约翰福音15章7节。
If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You will ask what you desire and it will be done for you.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
First, you say we abide in him.
首先他说我们要常在神里面。
In other words, we commit ourselves to him.
换句话说我们向他委身。
It's through our commitment to him that we have revelation, that we have the understanding of the word of God.
只有透过我们向他的委身，我们才会有得到从神话语的启示还有明白。
When we open our heart to him,
当我们向他敞开我们的心，
that the Holy Spirit bring revelation to thoseword that he gave us.
让圣灵来给我们那些有关神话语的启示。
So when we abide in him and his word abide in us,
所以我们若常在他里面，然后他的话也在我们里面。
Then he said you can ask whatever you desire.
他说凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
Now when we have the word of God abide in us, we're not going to ask anything outside of God's will, because the word of God is the will of God.
如果我们有神的话语藏在我们的里面的话，那我们就不会求超过神旨意，离开神旨意以外的事情。
Because the word of God is the will of God.
因为神的话就是神的旨意。
So if your heart is full of the word of God, you're not going to be led astray outside the parameter of God's word.
所以如果你里面充满神的话语的话，你就不会离开那个神旨意的神的话语的范围。
对，因为神的话是我们的范围，我们的界限。如果你有神的话的时候，你不会祷告超过的，因为你有神的话来帮助你看到什么是神的旨意。就是为什么神的话很重要，一个没有神的话的没有办法能够正确的祷告，因为你不知道什么是神的旨意，唯有你有神的话才能够明白神的旨意。但是那个神的话也是需要透过圣灵的启示，圣灵给我们看见，圣灵给我们明白，很明确的看到神的旨意。所以一方面我们要神的话，一方面我们也需要神在我里面的工作。就是为什么我一直强调奉献为生，奉献为生，奉献为生。你会发觉这些有奉献为生，这些爱神的，这些亲近神的，这些心完全给神的，他们生命很丰富。所以其实你常常听人家说，哦，基督徒是很好很完全的，我平安有喜乐，一切啊，是对也是错，是在于你的心在哪里，你的心在哪里。We hear people preach all the time. So, oh, God will give you peace, God will give you joy, God will give you blessing, God will give you this and that. Oh, that's true, and it's not true.
你常常会听到人家这样传讲，哦，神会给你平安，给你喜乐，给你祝福，给你帮助，给你一切，那是真实的，一方面是对的。
Because I've seen a lot of Christians, their life is a mess.
但是 但是另外一方面也是做，因为我也看到很多的基督徒，他们的生命是很混乱、很不好的。
What's the difference?
那差别在哪里呢
？Difference is where is the person's heart?
差别在于这个人的心在哪里
？Did the person give the heart and life totally to God, or the person just want to live their own life?
这个人是不是把他的心、把他的生命献给神，还是说这个人他只是想要过自己的生活
？Knowledge said, if you abide in me.
注意，他说你若常在我里面。
Now, what does it mean abide in?Jesus.
藏在基督里面是什么意思呢
？That means there is a connection.
那表示是有连接的。
Just like a branch connect to the vine.
就好像枝子跟葡萄树一样。
Now you take the branch and you break off the vine. What's going to happen?
如果你把那个枝子折下来的话，会怎么样呢
？It begins to get drier and drier and drier.
它会越来越枯干，越来越枯干。
Same thing. If our life is not committed or connected to God, we will become drier and drier and drier.
所以同样的，如果我们的生命没有献、没有委身给神，或是跟神连接在一起的话，我们的生命也会越来越枯干。
This is why a lot of people cannot make the wise decision.
这就是为什么很多人他们没有办法做。有智慧的决定。
God will give us wisdom.
神会给我们智慧。
We need the wisdom to make the right decision.
我们需要智慧来做正确的决定。
We need God's word in order for us to function in this world.
为了让我们能够在这个世上运行，我们需要有神的话。
So the word of God is necessary. We need to put that the word of God.Come inside of us, but at the same time, we need to abide in Christ.
所以神的话语是必要的，我们需要神的话语来常常在我们的里面。但是另外一方面，我们也需要常在基督里面。
Then they said, "You ask what you will; it will be done for you."
你如果常在我里面的话，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
对你祈求的，就给你成就。Whatever you ask, it will be done for you.
不管你求什么，我都会为你成就。
Now, why is the scripture written this way? Because since it was very dangerous, it's like giving somebody a blank check.
为什么他是这样写呢？因为这看起来好像是很危险，因为你好像给人家一个空白支票，让人家。
Because I see some people take the scripture said, "I'm praying for this because the scripture said, whatever I ask, whatever I desire, I ask, He will give it."
因为有人，我看到有人抓住这个经节说，哦，这个，因为他经节这样写，所以我凡是我渴望的，我都祈求，他都会给我。
I'm believing God for another wife.
我相信神会给我另外一个太太。
It's outside the scripture.
那已经脱离圣经了。
Now the reason you said you can have whatever you ask will be granted to you.
他说，凡你们求的都会给你们。
But the condition is at the beginning.
但是条件是在开始那里。
Condition is we abide in Him.
条件是我们常在他里面。
Now when you abide in Christ, what's going to happen?
当你常在神里面的常在基督里面会怎么样呢
？God begins to change your heart.
神会开始改变你的心。
He changes your desire.
他改变你的渴望。
He molds you and shapes you.
他会塑造你，他会雕塑你。
You find out people who really, really abide in Christ, they only think one thought: the kingdom of God.
你会发现那些真的跟神完全连接在一起的人，他们唯一想的就是神的国。
They don't think about the natural world.
他们想的不是自然的世界。
We will be just like Jesus. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but the kingdom of God, the word of God, the will of God endures forever."
他们就好像圣经里面说的，他说天地都会过去，但是神的话语、神的旨意、神的国是永远长存的。
问题是你的价值观在哪里？我告诉你。如果你的价值观是在世界，我可怜你，因为这个世界没有什么意思，没有什么，没有办法给你喜乐，没有办法给你平安，没有办法给你祝福，没有办法，就算你有钱，就算你有这些地位，就算你有一切，你没有办法能够真正的享受。但是在神里面，无论你有没有，你有喜乐，真正的平安，真正的祝福。所以这些没有奉献委身给神的，没有办法能够感觉到神要给我们的真正的生命，丰盛的生命。我是感觉很可惜，我知道我是跟某些人在讲一些话，因为我不是按照我的大纲，或者我直接讲比较容易，因为我发觉很容易我们会有一个观念，这个世界，我活在这个世界，我是为了这个世界，我看的就是这个世界，很容易我们会让这个世界掌管我们的生命。你会发觉，你如果在活在这个世界，你会失去一切从神看的角度。我告诉你，很危险的是，你不知道魔鬼有很多陷阱。可能你还好，因为他给你一些钱，他给你一些地位，他给你一些，你很快，你以为你这样很好，但是不知道的前面有很多陷阱。当他感觉无聊，你好像他的玩具，他玩以后不需要你的。因为魔鬼常常会利用人，你会看到魔鬼有时候会让一些人得到一些他们所要的，得到一些他们所要看到的，但是这些人 就算他们得着，你没有办法能够真正的享受，因为没有神的祝福。我只能够说，当一个人奉真正的奉献为生给神的时候，你才会看到真正的生命。我没有办法能够描述的，因为你们这个没有办法，你除了你有看到，你有启示，你没有办法能够真正的知道我在讲什么。但是我知道我们家会有一些人已经尝到了，已经尝到了神的国度是那么完全、那么好的、那么好的。就是为什么我们教会，我就感谢神，我们教会越来越多人奉献为生，越来越多人为生在这个教会，越来越有福。Bless. That's what God wants.
那就是神要的。
You will see that when you are blessed, you see that those blessings is not going to take hold of your heart.
你会发现，当你蒙福的时候，那些祝福不会来抓住你的心。
You can give me $1 million, $10 million, $100 million, but you are not going to catch my heart.
你可以给我几百万，甚至数千万、数千亿，但是那不会抓住我的心。
Because only thing in my mind is the kingdom of God.
因为我心里所想的唯一的是神的国。
I want to stand in the presence of God. I want to hear one thing: Well done, good and faithful servant.
我要当有一天我站在神的面前的时候，我站在神宝座前的时候，我要听到唯一要听的一句话就是神对我说：“你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
”I'm telling you, it's more than anything you can ever imagine.
我要告诉你，那是远超过你所能够想象的。
I know some people cannot understand that.Because there's so much in the natural, so much in the world.
我知道有一些人他们没有办法明白，因为他们是想法太天然、太自然了。
But you have God standing in front of you, saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I'm telling you, it means everything.
但是我要告诉你，当你站在神的面前，神跟你说你是又忠心又良善的仆人的时候，那已经有那是那个意义远超过一切了。
You see your eternity, the riches that you can enjoy for eternity.
你可以看到你在永恒当中你是丰盛的，能够去享受。
In this world, you may enjoy what you have.
在这个世界，你可能是能够享受你所拥有的。
But that enjoyment is only tiny, tiny, tiny little speck in eternity.
但是这个享受在永恒当中只是非常非常非常小的一点。
Your position is only tiny, tiny little speck in eternity.
你的地位也是在永恒当中是非常非常微小的一点。
Everything that you ever accomplish, everything that you ever done is all tiny, tiny little speck in eternity.
你一切你所成就、你所完成的，在这个永恒当中也是非常小的一点。
And time passes, it's all gone.
而当时间结束的过去的时候，一切都结束了。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
天地都会过去。
But the word of God, the will of God.And God's kingdom endures forever.
但是神的旨意、神的国、神的话语是永远长存的。
I believe God wants us to be more consecrated to Him.
我相信神要我们更多的奉献委身给他。
And when you do that, I'm telling you, God is looking for people He can bless, He can prosper.
而当你这样做的时候，我要告诉你，神在寻找这样的人，他能够来祝福他们。
I can tell you, I can even prophesy of God wants to pull out His blessing.
我甚至可以向你们发预言，神在找人，他要能够祝福的。
God is looking for people that He can really, really, really bless.
神正在找那些他可以真的真的祝福他们。
I'm talking about real, real bless.
我说的是真实的、非常真实的祝福。
Because we're in the last days.
因为我们活在末日。
The gospel needs to be preached to all nations.
福音需要传到世界各个国家。
Now the gospel, in order for gospel to preach to all nations, you need money.
为了要福音能够传到地极、传到万国的话，你需要钱。
So God is looking for people that He can really bless.
所以神在寻找那些他可以真实祝福的人。
And the one who's really He can, the one He really, really can bless is the one that money doesn't mean anything to Him.
而唯一他能够真实祝福的那些人，就是对他们来讲，那个钱不算什么的。
Because they know everything is for the kingdom of God.
因为他们知道一切都是为了神的国。
And the person who has that kind of heart can truly enjoy the riches that God has for him.
而有这样心肠的人，这个人他能够真实的来享受神的丰盛。
I believe, I'm convinced in our church we will see people that God is going to supernaturally prosper.
我相信，而且我非常的确信，在我们的教会当中会有这样的人能够真实的尝到神的丰盛。
So what am I saying?
所以我在说什么呢
？Abide in Christ.
要藏在在基督里
Give him our heart.
把我们的心给他
Let him mold us, let him shape us.
让他来塑造我们雕塑我们
Let him cut away all this ungodly desire, all these things that are not right.
让他把一切那些不是神的旨意还有那些不对的事情都砍掉
The only thing in our heart is we want God more than anything else.
让我们的心一切唯一所拥有的就是神自己还有除了这个以外没有其他的
I'm telling you, if you want to be blessed, you want to be happy, that's the way to live.
我告诉你如果你想要蒙福需要想要 快乐的话，这就是你要过的生活的方式。
Abide in Him and let His Word abide in you.
藏在他的里面，然后让神的话也藏在你的里面。
Then you can ask what you will, it will be done to you.
然后你就可以照着你的意思求，然后神就会给你成就。
Because your will becomes His will.
因为你的旨意成为他的旨意。
Your desire becomes His desire.
你的渴望就变成神的渴望。
Your passion, what you want becomes what He wants.
你的热情，你的怜悯，你所要的就是神的热情，神的怜悯，神所要的。
So when you ask, you're not asking beyond God's will anymore. Because all what you see is God's perspective.
所以当你求的时候，你不会求超乎神的旨意以外的，因为你的角度，你的观点就是神的旨意而已。
This is what God wants to do.
这就是神要做的。
God wants to come, us come to the place that our heart and soul become one with Him.
神要我们来到一个地步，我们的心跟他是完全合一的。
And that can only happen when we give Him our heart consecration.
而唯一当也只有当我们把自己的心给他，我们向他奉献委身的时候，才能够到这样的地步。
真的好像我没有办法能够脱离这一点，因为这一点是很重要，很重要，这是最基本的。基督教最基本的就是奉献委身，最基本的。如果这一点没有做到，我们什么都没有。我告诉你，什么都没有。一个人如果没有奉献委身给神，没有藏在神的里面，好像一个枝子断掉。我告诉你，一个枝子断掉可以结出果子吗？不可能的，不可能的。那个枝子一定要插进去那个树里面，才能够结出果子，才能够得到里面的生命，才能够得到里面的营养，才能够得到里面所这个树所有的。所以这个枝子所结出来的就是那个树。这是神要我们的。我们藏在它里面，全部成为一的时候，我们的果子就是神的果子。我们有爱，我们有喜乐，我们有平安，我们有信心，我们有祝福，我们一切神要给我们的。告诉你，这是神要在我们当中所做的。我感谢神，我已经看到神开始做一些奇妙的工作。But God's word will not return to Him void.
但是神的话绝对不会突然返回。
Isaiah 55, let's look at Isaiah 55 verse 11.
我们来看以赛亚书五十五章十一节。
我知道我没有按照大纲的，是我不管了，因为神要讲一些话。Isaiah 55 verse 11.
以赛亚书五十五章十一节。
So shall my word be that which go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发它去成就的事上必然亨通。
Notice when the word of God goes out, it will not return to God void.
注意，当神的话语出去的时候，绝对不会突然返回。
It will accomplish God's purpose.
它会成就神的目的。
Not only that, it said it will prosper in the thing where He sent it.
不只是这样，他说在他所发它去成就的事上必然。中文是翻成亨通，英文是成功。
Now,
兴盛。
When you pray according to the word of God, that's exactly what's going to happen.
当你照着神的旨意来祷告的时候，那正是会发生的事。
Because God's word will not return to Him void.
因为神的话语绝对不会突然返回。
So that's why we need to pray according to the word of God.
这就是为什么我们需要根据神的话语来祷告。
You use the word of God and make a prayer out of it.
你用神的话语，然后来变成你的祷告。
When you pray according to the word of God, those words will not return to your void. It will accomplish what God says.
当你照着神的话语来祷告的时候，这些话语绝对不会突然返回，他会成就神所发他去成就的。
Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor son of a man that he should repent. Has he said, shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good?
因为神非人，必不至说谎；也非人子，必不至后悔。他说话岂不照着行？他发言岂不要成就呢
？When God says something, that's what He means.
当神说了一些话，那就是他的意思。
I know sometimes men say something, oh, I don't mean that, I don't mean that.
我知道有时候当人说话的时候，他说，哦，不是，我的意思不是这样。
No, when God says something, that's it.
不，当神说话的时候，那就是这样的。
So when we pray according to the word of God, we will see the result.
所以当我们照着神的旨意、神的话语、神的旨意来祷告的时候，就会得到看到结果。
And the second principle is,We need to maintain a close fellowship with the Lord.
然后第二个原则是我们需要保持、维持跟神持续相交的关系，亲密的关系。
Prayer is born out of relationship with God.
祷告是从我们跟神的关系开始的。
The more you fellowship with God, the more you will know Him.
你更多的跟神相交，你会更认识神。
The more you know Him, the more you will know what He's like.
你更认识神，你会更明白他的样子。
Or what he dislike, what he like, or what he dislike.
他喜欢或是他不喜欢什么。
What pleases him or what displeases him.
什么讨他的喜悦，什么不讨他的喜悦。
And the more you know him, the more you can trust him.
然后你越认识他，你就越能够信靠他。
So it will make a big difference in your life if you spend time fellowshipping with God.
所以如果你花时间跟神相交的话，会使你很大大的不同。
Actually, it is also fellowshipping with Him also give us strength, give us life.
事实上，当我们跟神相交的时候，也给我们生命，也给我们力量。
我不知道你们有没有这样的经验，当你花很多时间跟神在一起的时候，你很困难能够生气。我相信你们都多多少少有这样的经验。你会发觉你比较有耐心，你就会发觉里面有比较有力量，能够来抵挡这些试探、这些试炼。你发觉你会有更多的恩典。Spending time and it give you strength and give you grace.
花时间跟神相交会给你力量，给你恩典。
I notice that this is very evident in my life.
我发现这个在我的生命当中是非常明显的。
It's very evident in Joyce Meyer's life.
在乔伊斯·迈尔的身上也是非常明显的。
She spent a lot of time in prayer.
她花很多的时间在祷告。
But sometimes she didn't.
但有时候她没有。
And she became cranky and irritated.
然后她就开始暴躁，开始不耐烦。
And the children would say, "Mommy, go to your room."
然后她的孩子就会对她说，妈妈，你要回你的房间了。
Because they know that mommy is not praying.
因为他们知道妈妈没有祷告。
Because if mommy prayed, it's not going to act like this.
如果妈妈祷告的话，不会这个样子。
可能你的孩子要跟你说，妈妈，你要去你的房间。But when you pray, when you spend time with the Lord, you have strength.
但是当你祷告，你花时间跟神在一起的时候，你会有力量。
When you have God's presence on you, everything is nice.
当你有神的同在的时候，一切都非常美好。
You can face a lot of difficult challenges.
你可以面对很多那些困难的挑战。
And you'll find out that your prayer becomes smooth.
而且你会发现你的祷告非常的顺畅。
Because when you spend time with the Lord, you become sensitive to Him.
因为当你花时间跟神同在的时候，你会越来越敏锐。
So when you pray, you actually praying in the Spirit.
所以当你祷告的时候，事实上你是在灵里祷告。
Praying in the Spirit is not just in tongue only.
在灵里祷告不只是方言祷告而已。
Of course, when we pray in tongue, we know we pray in the Spirit.
当然，我们用方言祷告，我们知道是在灵里面祷告。
But there are times that you can pray in your language, or in Chinese, or English, or whatever, and you are praying in the Spirit.
但是有那样的时候，你可以用你的中文或是英语，你用你的母语，用你的悟性来祷告，那也是在灵里面祷告。
What do I mean by that?
我的意思是什么呢
？What I mean is God inspired your prayer.
我的意思是神默示你来祷告出来。
So you are amazing some of the word come out of your mouth.
所以你会很惊讶有一些话语从你的口中出来。
Because you have the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you and telling you what to say.
因为你有圣灵来带领引导你告诉你该说什么。
That's when you spend time with the Lord.
那是当你花时间跟神同在的时候。
That's how you can minister to people.
这就是你如何能够来服侍人。
Somebody asked me Wigglesworth, what makes you so powerful? How can you minister to people the way you minister to people?
有人问史密斯·维格斯维尔，你怎么样能够让你的事工这么的大有能力，你能够这样服侍那些人呢？
He said the secret is I will spend a couple hours praying in the Spirit.
他说这个秘诀就是我花数个小时来在灵里面祷告。
Then I go out and I edify people.
然后我出去，我去造就世上的那些外面的人。
I'm no different. This is how I minister.
我也是一样，这就是我如何服侍。
I don't minister out of my understanding. I don't minister out of my notes. I don't minister out of something that I remember.
我不是出于我自己所明白的、所理解的，或是我的大纲，或是我所记得的来服侍。
I just pray.
我就是祷告。
Actually, I pray. I just get out.And I just let the word come out.
我祷告，然后我就祷告完以后，我就出去，然后我就把话，就神的话语就从我口中出来。
所以不要怪我。如果你感觉我在责备你，我不是在责备你，因为我根本不知道我在跟谁讲话。但是确实我知道神在跟某些人讲话，因为确实神要我们奉献委身给他，因为这个世界会越来越危险。你没有办法没有神的，我告诉你。好，我可能我会讲比较深一点，我再警告你，你没有办法没有神的，没有办法没有神的，因为这个世界会越来越黑暗。我可以开始发预言的，但是我不要，这个世界会越来越黑暗，但是神的荣耀会越来越光明。你会看到分别出来，教会跟世界有很大的差别。教会是荣耀的教会，世界充满黑暗，所以如果没有跟随神的，你也会看到他们会进入黑暗里。很危险，很危险的地方，在黑暗，你不知道你在做什么，你没有办法能够做正确的决定，你不知道魔鬼如果无聊，已经玩过久了，你的生命结束了。魔鬼真的很邪恶，我告诉你，你不要认为说我还好，一切都好，一切都好，你不知道，你不知道明天会怎么样，你不知道什么事情会发生，你不知道在周围有什么， 这个世界充满邪灵，我告诉你充满邪灵，但是神是我们保护伞，神是我们的盾牌，神是我们的避难所，我们都不要怕什么，我们有神，我们有一切，我们在这个世界是得胜者。 We not afraid anything.
我们不需要惧怕什么。
But what I'm saying is fellowship with God makes a lot of difference.
但我要说的是你跟神相交会使你大大的不同。
It also makes a difference in your service.
在你的服事当中也会有所不同。
You want to minister somebody, you want to minister exactly what they needed, spend time with God.
你要服事一个人，你所服事的是正是他所需要的，那你就要花时间跟神同在。
You want to be more effective in your prayer life, spend time with God.
你要在你的祷告生活更有果效的话，你要花时间跟神同在。
The more you spend time with Him, the easier it is for you to flow in the Spirit.
你更多的花时间跟神同在，你就会更容易的融入圣灵的带领。
The easier for you to express what God wants you to express.
那就你会更容易的来表达出神要你表达的。
The more effective your prayer will be.
你的祷告就会更有果效。
Because that prayer is inspired by the Holy Spirit, not coming from your head.
因为那祷告的内容是透过圣灵的默示，而不是你头脑出来的。
So spending time with God is that important.
所以花时间跟神同在是这么的重要。
Because you will know Him.
因为你会认识他。
Again, once you know Him, you will trust Him more.
再次，当你认识他，你会更加的信靠他。
I remember when I was little Joshua when he was small, real small.
我记得我儿子他还非常非常小的时候。
I put him on top of the dresser one time.
有一次我把他放在那个柜子上面。
I said, Joshua, jump.
然后我说我说陈明光你跳。
He was afraid.
他很害怕在哭。
Because he didn't know anything.
因为他什么都不知道。
He doesn't really know me that well.
那时候他不是那么的认识我。
But slowly and slowly he began to not know me because I fellowship with him, he fellowship with me.
但是慢慢的他越来越认识我，因为我花时间跟他在一起，他也花时间跟我在一起。
As he grow older, I don't even have to put on the dresser. They get up and really catch me.
然后当他越来越大的时候，我根本不需要把他放在柜子上，他自己爬上去，然后说：“爸爸，你抱住我。”然后他就跳下去。
Why? What's the difference?
那差别在哪里呢？
When he was small, he doesn't know me that well.
当他很小的时候，他不是这么的认识我。
You don't know somebody, you cannot trust somebody.
当你不认识一个人的时候，你不能够信靠他。
对，很困难能够信靠。你不认识我，你很困难能够信靠我。你不知道我的心是怎么样，你不知道我是好不好，你不知道我的想法是怎么样，你很困难能够信靠我。一样的，你认识我的时候，你会知道我的心是很软的。可能有些知道，有些不知道。But same thing.
同样的。
When you know someone, it's easy for you to trust that person.
当你认识一个人的时候，你会帮助你更容易的来信靠他。
But it's impossible to know someone unless you spend time with that person.
但除非你花时间跟那个人在一起，否则你不可能能够认识他。
不可能的，不可能没有沟通能够认识一个人的。我可以坐在你的面前，嗯哼，一直点头，一直点头。你看我，我看你，我们一直点头。我告诉你，几年以后我们还是点头，一直点头。This is something you see that in the church.
同样的，你在教会看得到。
You know, sometimes in a large church, I used to be in a large church.
你在有时候在很大的教会，我曾经去过很大的教会。
I've been in the church for a couple of years. I still don't know everybody.
我在那个教会几年了，我还是不认识任何一个人。
Because I didn't spend time with them, I didn't fellowship with them.
因为我没有花时间跟他们在一起，我没有跟他们相交。
That's why we have our gospel night, where you can come and fellowship one another.
这就是为什么我们有福音餐会，那就是来你能够来我们花时间彼此相交。
You come, you get to know one another, then you can trust one another.
你来，然后彼此认识的时候，你就能够彼此来信靠。
I'm so glad I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that people's heart begin to open. We begin to trust one another. We begin to share with one another.
我很高兴我看到这样的事情发生在我们的餐会，在透过福音餐会彼此相交，然后彼此越来越信靠。
So if you want to have an effective prayer life.Spend quality time with the Lord.
所以如果你要你的祷告生活很有果效的话，你要花那个有品质的时间跟神在一起。
I still have about 8 points, 7, 6.
我还有8点。
还有几点？我不知道。
我还有几点要讲。
但是时间已经超过了。 But we're going to continue next week.
但是我们下个礼拜会继续。
I still have a lot more to share.
我还有很多要分享。
But God wants us to have an effective prayer life.
但神要我们有很有果效的祷告生活。
That we can receive all that God has for us.
所以我们能够得着一切神所要给我们的。
So that in this life that we can manifest Christ to this world.
所以在我们今生当中，我们可以向这个世界彰显出基督。
That no matter where we go, we become fragrance of Christ.
不管我们去到哪里，我们都是基督的香气。
So we become blessing wherever we go.
所以不管我们去到哪里，我们都成为祝福。
We're going to continue next week.
我们下个礼拜会继续。
Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
That you are a good, good Father.
你是非常非常好的一位父神。
Father, we open up our heart to you.
亲爱的父神，我们今天向你敞开我们的心。
We want to give you our heart.
我们把我们的心给你。
We give you our life.
我们把我们的生命给你。
You are our life. You are our everything.
你是我们的生命，你是我们的一切。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
For sending Jesus.
来给我们耶稣。
That through Jesus we can have this intimacy with you.
透过耶稣，我们能够跟你有非常亲密的关系。
We ask that you will draw us closer to yourself.
我们求你更加的引导我们更亲近你
That we can know you more intimately
让我们能够更亲密的来认识你
That we can know you deeply
让我们很深很深的来认识你
Thank you and praise you for it
我们为此来感谢赞美你
Jesus name
奉耶稣的名
Amen, 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 Amen.